the world's greatest soccer players. Look, Pele. Mia Hamm.
Just as with women's sports, we pretend that women are the same as men to the detriment of small business.
And here one of the best players in the women's game. Oh, that's a terrible clearance.
In the UK, a company has to have 5 employees or more before the government may investigate them for not hiring women. This number's no accident. A company has to be a certain size before it can afford to hire women. Smaller companies that hire women are likely to go under.
No, but she won't be in this afternoon.
What? Why not?
How much do you know about gynaecology? Hmm.
With their increased rates of illness, unique women's troubles, low work rate, shorter hours worked, toxicity to other workers with accusations of sexual harassment and pay gap complaints, and of course, with their right to 52 weeks maternity leave, women are simply not affordable for smaller businesses. Hiring a woman of childbearing age is like inviting a time bomb into a business. Smaller companies have enough challenges without cancerous women attacking from within. But in larger organisations, public and private, there's huge pressure to hire more and more women. And if they don't, explanations are required and heads will roll.
They stay or I go. Then you can tell the brass how you lost one of LA's 2 female captains because she was too tough on crime.
This is why large organisations are swimming with female workers. A great number of them are being carried by the real work of their male colleagues, who don't have the right to maternity leave, and who can't get away with time off or men's troubles. The size of the business hides their relative lack of productivity, and enables it to manage the toxicity of female employees.
I warned you, this office is sexually charged. It amounts to a hostile working environment. Almost every woman here has signed the complaint.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, I don't kid about serious issues.
What are you doing?
I'm asserting the rights of the women in the workplace.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You do know that shaving doesn't actually get rid of pubic lice. Things still add onto the stubble.
Oh, you bastards!
You're lucky you didn't whack a load of aftershave down there.
That would sting.
It's also highly flammable. You could have been running around with your balls on fire.
If the men were laughing about her breasts being on fire, would she laugh along? Or would the fire brigade and every fireman on that truck be up on charges?
One of the main problems with women at work is that they fail to take responsibility and fail to adjust. They expect the job to adjust to them, and society supports this female attitude.
When a man joins the fire service, he thinks, what do I have to do to fit in? A woman thinks, how can I change the job to suit me?
Chief, in my last house they gave me my own sleeping quarters.
No problem.
And they also gave me my own bathroom.
Look, you want to fight fires with these guys, right? Side by side, life and death.
Right.
Well, then maybe you should figure out where and when to take a shit.
Could you imagine the stink it would cause if I called headquarters and said I was getting the cold shoulder from Chief Riley over something as stupid as a personal hygiene issue? Thanks.
But to big business and to government, toxic women are okay. They're a necessary evil. It's worth it to them to have lots of women on staff, even when they sue their own companies for sexual harassment or discrimination or whatever oppression they're feeling that day.
Stephanie Villalba is suing the company for sex discrimination, unfair dismissal and paying her less than her male colleagues.
Only last month, the bank was forced to settle a 10-year discrimination battle with 1,000 female employees in the United States. This case also throws a spotlight on what many see as a macho culture in the city, which is driving many women to seek redress against their employers.
The city doesn't have a macho culture. What it does have is a lot of men who are very good at what they do, and only a few women that can keep up. But instead of looking to improve their performance to equal that of men, women prefer to cry foul. Women out of the home and in the workplace is always going to be a net benefit for big business. And that's what I don't care about losing industrial tribunals or consequences to smaller businesses or families. There's just so much money to be made when they look at the big picture.
I have a small business. I'm not saying that I wouldn't hire a woman, but if I had a choice between hiring a woman of childbearing age and cutting out my own kidneys with a spoon, I'd have to get back to you on that.
Estelle Morris quit as education secretary in 2002, because, by her own admission, it was too much for her. However, instead of disappearing to the back benches, she was promptly reappointed to a different ministerial role. This gives a good indication of the general calibre of women in government. How many more qualified men were bypassed to put a self-confessed incompetent in place so that Labour could show it had some senior females in the party? And what are the consequences of all women shortlists for Parliament?
And in order to allow progress on women's representation in the House to continue, we'll extend the permission for all women shortlists for parliamentary selection until 2030.
I'm also concerned about women-only lists for Parliament, because effectively, if you get a woman that comes from a female-only list in Parliament, you're going to get substandard people.
We don't get the best candidate, we get the best female candidate.
It's like Labour says they need to have these lists in order to get more women into politics.
Yeah, well, we've got to get more women into politics. If women don't want to go into politics, why should we push them into it? If women don't want to go out to work when they've had their babies, why should they be pushed into it? But you get Labour ministers usually turning around and in fact outrageously said about a year ago that if women don't go back out to work, that their education has been wasted. Well, if I was a young woman and I've got kids, I'd be outraged to hear that. Why should I be forced to go out to work because a female minister says that I should go out to work?
But as well as frequently getting inferior candidates, there is another far more significant problem with female politicians. The problem with females in politics is that they cannot see past their sex. They are fundamentally incapable of being objective about their responsibilities, as male politicians are. Take this member of the European Parliament.
Hello, I'm Mary Huntley-Ball. I'm a British MEP. I'm from London. And we're very pleased indeed to have Harriet come to talk to the Women's Rights Committee. The recession is hitting women more than men. I mean, we certainly know that in the UK, and I think it's the same across Europe. So it's very important that the Women's Rights Committee discusses this matter, and we're very pleased indeed to have Harriet with us to do that.
This woman is supposed to be representing all the people of the UK, but she's clearly only representing women. Anyone who could believe that the global recession is somehow worse for women is not merely mistaken. She's evil, and quite possibly demented. Yet in our male-dominated society, she's free to say it, and free to discriminate against men at the highest levels of public policy.
Most Labour female MPs tend to be of the extreme feminist variety, and they did readily admit that when women came to them in their constituency, they would listen and take on board what they were saying. But they admitted themselves that when men came to them, they had no time for them or men's issues. So that this fallacy that because it's a so-called male-dominated society that somehow men will only ever do things to benefit men is absolute tosh, because what men will tend to do is to make way for women and bring them on board, as indeed we do in Mankind.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I think just because it's run by men doesn't mean it's run for men.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
That's where the big misunderstanding seems to have occurred.
It is, yeah. Isn't it?